Robert Jagger, and this is Emphasis. Today's guests are Jan Welsh and J.Q. Adams. They're here to talk about the annual Dealing with Difference Institute. And Jan, what is the Dealing with Difference Institute?
It's a conference that we've been having for the last 19 years that focuses on cultural diversity, learning to get along, exploring one's own identity and the identities of other people who have different cultures and perspectives.
And J.Q., is this targeted toward a certain audience?
Well, some might think it's, more focused toward people who are in education, but the reality is it's anyone who's interested in the great diversity that is the richness of our country and the challenge of our nation and the realities of our world.
When and where does it take place?
This year we are meeting at the Multicultural Center on campus, and it will begin at 1 o'clock on Tuesday, May 15th, and it will run through Wednesday to 3:30. All of the sessions are in the Multicultural Center except for a dinner and a program at the Alumni House on Tuesday evening.
All right, and all that at Western Illinois University. J.Q., you may have touched on this. Is this open to the general public?
Absolutely, and we truly would welcome everybody to come and to experience this.
What are you hoping people get out of these conferences?
A greater awareness and some additional knowledge, and hopefully more questions to ask about the issues of diversity, again, facing our community, our nation, and the world.
Well, we are hoping that people get some, as J.Q. said, more information and understanding and awareness. And we are hoping that they are able to come out of the Institute and think about what they have heard and discussed during the Institute and can find ways to apply it as they go about their work world.
Before we talk about your keynote speakers, can you give us an idea of what the topics are for some of the sessions that will take place?
We have two themes. One is multiculturalism or assimilation, and that focuses on two different approaches to cultural diversity. Should we try to recognize multiple cultures, right, or should we try to bring people into the same, more homogeneous perspective as we go through the world? The other one is trying to find strategies and a philosophy and a commitment to nonviolence, direct action, but nonviolent direct action as we strive for greater social justice.
How do you develop these ideas? Is this something you have a committee, you sit down and brainstorm some ideas? Do you get feedback from participants from past institutes?
Probably all the above. We certainly are always interested in what our audiences have to say to us, past and present. We do engage colleagues during the course of the year as we kind of tweak our ideas and try to find appropriate speakers to address those ideas.
And I think during the course of any one institute, just in terms of the discussion that takes place, we often get ideas for the next institute and other programs during the year as well.
How would you say the Dealing with Difference Institute has evolved or changed over the years? Has it?
Yeah, in a lot of different ways. We used to have them for like 3.5 days, I think.
The first one was a week long.
Yeah. So they've kind of compacted for a variety of reasons, some of which, of course, is having to do with funding. But now I think it's more accessible. We try to make it available to a wider range of constituencies. I think the topics and things are still basically the same. We're still trying to inform ourselves as well as to others just the complexities of living in a diverse society. We ask ourselves tough questions, and then we ask the resources we bring in, I think, even tougher questions. So it's really have been a truly value-added experience both for our campus communities as well as for those who come to the event each year from across the region.
And I would say one thing that I noticed when we first started this, there was a great amount of time spent on why are we doing it, and practically every keynote or presenter that we had would have to explain why they were here and why they were focusing on what they were focusing. We don't have to do that anymore. We jump into the issues themselves rather than explaining that there are issues.
This year you have two keynote speakers. The first one will speak on Tuesday, May 15th. What can you tell us about him?
Well, Pedro Nogueira is one of the best and brightest folks in our country, if not on the planet, for looking at these kinds of complex issues. He especially is knowledgeable about the plights of young African-American and Latino males in our society, and especially in our within our educational system. And he is, a recognized resource on these areas by educational establishments from K-12s to universities to the government sector, and they call upon him because he has some very valuable insights into these populations that he has studied and worked in. So he is going to be a treat, and I really, truly recommend anybody who works with these populations that this is truly a resource that you need to come out and hear and have the opportunity to interact with.
What time will he be speaking on Tuesday the 15th?
He's speaking at 1:15. We're going to do the welcome and a little house cleaning, and then he's our opening speaker.
Okay. He is an urban sociologist. How might his expertise be relevant to people from a rural area?
Because our rural areas are changing. All one has to do is go down the road to Beardstown. If you go back 20 years in that community, you would see a very homogeneous Euro-American community, and now it's anything but that. It has, a thriving Latino population and an emerging African population. And this phenomenon is happening all across the country, where small communities now are being transformed by immigrant populations, sometimes refugee populations, sometimes just, people coming to work in their communities, and it's transforming those communities. And so we're having to learn on the fly, so to speak, about cultures that are different than what we're used to. And so the relevancy is that there's lots of Latino males around now that didn't used to be. And so if we want to understand them, if we want to keep them in school, if we want to help to promote them being productive citizens, then this type of forum is for you.
So do you feel the challenges facing education perhaps transcend regions today?
Yeah, absolutely. We really, truly have to rethink education, and that's taking place in a lot of ways. I was talking to a parent yesterday who said their school is going to iPads. And, all the students are going to have iPads. And I said, that's fantastic, because we're in the fourth wave. We're in a post-industrial high-tech society, and education has to begin now to reflect that. And so this is part of that connective tissue now that connects us to not just the neighboring community we used to have rivalries with in football, baseball, and basketball, but now we have rivalries with them in terms of jobs. Where are you going to go to work? It probably is not going to be in your own community anymore. And so we've got to be able to help children get ready for a very different set of challenges that they're going to face throughout their lifetime, and that is going to be earmarked by diversity.
The second keynote speaker is scheduled to speak on Wednesday the 16th. He is originally from Macomb, Reverend C.T. Vivian.
He's a delight. He is an elder that whoever hears him, I think, will fall under his spell. He is such a gentle man who has absorbed the philosophy of nonviolence and cooperation and commitment, passion for social justice, the things that he believes in. He has a lifetime of of involvement, engagement. And he's, you know, he has suffered a lot. That stint that he spent in Jackson State Penitentiary, for example, that was not easy. Being a freedom rider was not easy. Standing up to sheriffs and police officers was not easy. And yet he did it. And he can convey, I think, very well what is needed to continue on a nonviolent path.
It's not often that you get to talk to giants, and this is a giant of a man. He is an American treasure, and that's how we should engage him and respect him and be willing to learn from him. It's a humbling experience to talk with a living resource that is directly tied to the evolution of our nation, and in many ways is part of that soul consciousness that has, you know, been at the precipice of change in our nation. It's what has allowed President Obama to be elected. The contributions this man has made and those who struggled for that has, you know, just awesome impact on us. And sometimes people want to narrowly gauge this and say, oh, well, he was just about, you know, African Americans and trying to help their cause. That could not be further from the truth. The reality is the struggles that were fought for during that time period opened the doors for women, for disabled citizens, for gay, lesbian, transgendered people, for countless, you know, aspects of our society, owe a gratitude to the hard work that those men and women of that time period who put their lives literally on the line for our freedoms. So this is an opportunity, and I would say to parents, if you want to do something for your children, bring them to this event. Let them be exposed, you know, to this wonderful experience of being able to listen and interact with C.T. Vivian.
What time will he be speaking on Wednesday, May 16th?
He's scheduled to speak at 10 o'clock that morning.
Can someone show up just to hear one or both of the keynote speakers?
We certainly would welcome anyone to show up. It would be helpful if they let us know ahead of time because of just having enough seats. Mm-hmm. And also, registration for the entire institute is $15, but if they only want to come for one of the keynotes, the registration fee would be $5.
And how can someone register? Do you have a website where someone can do that?
We do. If you go to WIU's website or do a Google search or a web search for the Dealing with Difference Institute 2012, they will find that. But going to the WIU website will get them to the Institute as well.
All right. Jan Welsh and J.Q. Adams are with the annual Dealing with Difference Institute at Western Illinois University. We run out of time for today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Rich Egger.